Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center. In my conversations with gardeners over the years, I've discovered there's a lot of confusion over what fertilizers are and why we use them. Now, first off, it's important to understand that plants get certain minerals from the soil. We call these essential mineral elements. Without them, the plants would be unhealthy or sick. They couldn't grow normally. Now, the plants obtain about 13 essential elements from the soil, and they include elements like nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium, calcium, sulfur, magnesium, iron, and copper, to name a few. Now, these nutrients are not the plant's food. Remember, plants make their own food by harnessing the energy of light, taking carbon dioxide out of the air, water out of the soil, and creating a sugar molecule that stores the energy of the sun in that molecule. The plant uses that molecule and the energy stored in that molecule to run its biological processes and to build its body. But these nutrients that are absorbed from the soil are critically important to the health of the plant. So when we use fertilizers, what a fertilizer is something that we add to the plant's environment, generally to the soil, that's going to provide that plant with one or more of the essential elements the plants need to grow and be healthy. So when we add a fertilizer, why are we doing that? Well, sometimes these nutrients are not at the optimal levels in the soil. Sometimes there's not enough nitrogen, there's not enough potassium for the plants to grow at their very fullest and most robust. So by using fertilizers, we can add these essential elements to the soil to make sure there is a good supply of these so the plants will grow optimally and perform at their highest level. How do you choose a fertilizer for your plants? Well, you might notice that I didn't say that certain plants use certain essential elements and other plants use other essential elements. All plants use the same essential elements, and that's why we can get away with using one fertilizer and fertilize a wide variety of plants with it, from our lawns to our flowers to our shrubs to our trees, even our vegetables. We can oftentimes fertilize all those plants with the same kind of fertilizer. The kind of fertilizer you would choose to use is based a lot on what nutrients you need to provide to your plants, and that is what's short in your soil. And the only way you can know that is by having your soil tested. You might want to contact your local parish LSU Ag Center Extension office and talk to your extension agent about getting your soil tested. Or you can go online to the LSU Ag Center Soil Testing Laboratory, look at the website, and find out how to get your soil tested. By having your soil tested, you can have it chemically analyzed in the lab and find out exactly what the nutrient levels in your soil are. If your soil turns out to be high in phosphorus and potassium, for instance, you may only need to use a fertilizer that has a lot of nitrogen in it. If your soil is high in phosphorus but low in potassium, you may need to choose a fertilizer that has some nitrogen and potassium in it but is very low in phosphorus. So you see how this works. You can choose fertilizers that emphasize the mineral nutrients that your soil is short of and that don't have a lot of the mineral nutrients that your soil already has plenty of. And so getting a soil test done is one of your best ways of determining what kind of fertilizer that you need to choose. When do we fertilize? The best time to fertilize plants is at the beginning of their growing season. So whenever a plant starts to wake up and grow, that's the best time to fertilize it. The worst time to fertilize plants is at the end of their growing season. As the season's winding down, that's not a good time to put out fertilizers. It's no more complicated than that. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Dan Gill. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.